Ah, Victorians rejoice. They're back on the golf courses down there. Sam Newman had about 50 cameras chasing him the other day when he teed off. And also, well, Nick Del Santo, I saw a skit with him that he went on the course at 12:01, his local club, the other night when they were allowed to play, and he was hitting fluoro balls towards illuminated flag sticks. Gowie, madness in Victoria.
Oh, they're bloody mad, those Victorians, aren't they? Yeah, they were lined up out of golf courses from about 3 a.m. I mean, these are private clubs too that were lined up at the front gate to get in there. And, amazing. You take something away from somebody and they thrive for it. But Sam Newman, that's an interesting one. Yeah, he made a lot of song and dance, but he's got a bad back, so I believe he only played one or two holes and then he was out of there.
You're kidding. After all that.
Yeah, I think, it was all a bit of a promotional stunt with all that. But you know what? The thing is that all the other states were doing such a good job and still are doing a good job with the social distancing, and Victorians were, you know, that's what, they were upset. And it was great watching it on social media too, that everyone was giving it to the Victorians.
Just on that then, Gowie, are they relaxing the rules a little bit more this weekend, or will the current rules remain in place?
Yeah, they are, Lies. They're going back to fours. Some golf courses Friday, some Saturday, but definitely back on Monday we'll be back at fours. But still, the social distancing rules apply, and four or two doesn't matter. And the golf courses have been packed because people have been at home, which has been great, but they've been in twos and it's a bit sterile. I've played five or six times, and playing a two ball, you can't have the bets against your mates and all that sort of stuff. So the reason you go out and play, you know, we're not all touring golf professionals that play for money. We just go out for a bit of fun. So it was a bit sterile, but back to fours, which will be fantastic.
And Gowie, the PGA Tour is on track for, is it June 11 start?
Yeah, June 11th. I tell you what, I didn't think this, I think I said to you guys 4 weeks ago, I didn't think this was going to happen, but it's happening. All the rules are in place, the health and safety plan's out. There's a number of things that have got to happen. They've chartered flights for the players. They'll charge players $600 and caddies $600 to be on those flights. They've upped the amount of players that are in the field. There's 144, normally there's 132, so everybody gets a start. They've got host hotels, so they've got three hotels at each place. That they're making sure that it's nice and clean. And then you've been sent a test kit before you leave home, and then you'll be tested when you get to the golf course and tested on your way home. So, but the interesting bit with that is there's still about 25 players out of the country that have got to quarantine for 14 days, and the government aren't budging from that at the moment. So there's Tommy Fleetwood, Adam Scott, Justin Rose, Molinari and Hideki, who five of the big names to play, and they'll have to quarantine for 14 days to get back into the tour.
What's this kerfuffle with Vijay Singh?
Oh, it's more than kerfuffle. So the point is, the Korn Ferry, which is the secondary tour on the US tour, is back on the 11th of June also, but the Champions Tour is not back until July, late July. And Vijay Singh, who is an all-time money winner, $71 million he's won, 64 times around the world he's won, he's fully exempt on any tour. So he can play any of those three tours when he wants. But the Colonial, which is the first one back, is an invite only or an exempt one. And he doesn't actually fall into that category, believe it or not. So he's booked in to play the Korn Ferry. And a young fella called Brady Snell, 35-year-old, he's only made five cuts out of the last six starts. He's given it to Vijay on Twitter and says, "You're an absolute turd. You shouldn't be coming and playing with us, because we're the youngsters on the way up trying to earn a dollar. You've won $71 million. Stay away." But the fact is, the event's in Vijay's backyard, and Vijay just wants to play golf. He's got no other. That's his outlet. His golf. I asked him once in an interview, I said, "What do you do outside of golf?" He said, "Golf." I said, "No, you don't follow other sports." "No, I just play golf." So, but he's got every right to be there.
What about this Skins game on Monday, our time, Gowie? I think Rory's playing, Dustin Johnson's playing, Ricky Fowler is playing. Can we watch it here in Australia?
Yeah, we can, Lies. Fox Sports only this week got the rights to it. It's on at 4 a.m. on Channel 503, but it's on Monday morning. So it's Sunday their time in the US. And it, it's it's going to be so lopsided, but it'll be a fairly good match. You've got Matt Wolf, who's the guy that's got the funny swing, with Ricky Fowler, who's a cool dude, against the number one in the world, which is McIlroy, and then Dustin Johnson, who's just, you know, he's just been one of the best players in the last 15 years. So I think it's a bit lopsided, but golf, the format with this is just skins. So it's just the one best score out of the two. So if Ricky Fowler and Wolf have a day out, it could be worth putting some money on those guys.
Beauty. And I just want to ask you about Jason Day's motorhome, which he takes around the States. Have you seen it, Gowie?
Yeah, I have. Yeah. Oh, mate, they're unbelievable. They are ridiculous how good they are. What they've got inside and what they can put underneath, and the standard of living. So they, oh, I heard you talking during the week about a lot of the players getting on private jets. Yeah, there's a heap of them, a lot all live in the same town. So there's a lot from Arizona that are all jumping on the same jet. But they don't own their jets. There's only a handful that own their own jets. I think Phil Mickelson owns five and rents them out. But Tiger still doesn't own his own jet. It's a big myth that he owns his own jet. There's a lot that just go through the leasing system with NetJets. But a lot of them do this, like Jason does, or what he has at times, is they'll have some driver drive the bus to the location, and they'll get the private jet there. So that'd be pretty cool, wouldn't it?
Oh, sounds all right to me.
Well, that's how Loz has travelled for years. Yeah. So.
No, that's how Clarkie travels, mate.
Well, let's face it, Loz got
stop passing the buck, Daly.
Well, hey, boys, Clarkie, before Loz gives it to you, he got a chopper home from Derby Day last year without all his mates.
Without all his mates.
No, it does not surprise me at all.
Now, what happened?
No.
That's true. Yep.
No.
Not Daly.
No.
Not the people's choice, surely.
Nah,
VB, cattle dog, driver you, surely not Daly.
Must have been someone else with black hair
and a big nose.
Must have
been your brother.
Yeah. And then he failed to pass on a tip, by the way. You know, not a good day for Daly.
I'll put my hand up for that, Gowie. I was supposed to pass it on to Gowie. I ran into Jimmy Cassidy, and he goes, listen, he said, just tell Gowie to get on. Oh, it's a Kiwi horse. What was it?
Melody Bell.
Melody Bell. Melody
just
Bell.
Just loved the wet ground and won by a mile.
You haven't let me live that down, have you?
Yeah, not holding a grudge, Gowie, at all.
Mate, you're one of my favourite footballers of all time, but you let yourself down that day.
Yeah, I did. I need to give myself
lift, Daly. Lift. Gowie, brilliant. Great to talk to you as always, mate. Have a good one.
Thanks, fellas.